Matreya Vovacha.
Maitreya Vovacha.
The great sage Maitreya continued to speak.
The great sage Maitreya continued to speak.
Stuvatishu. While glorifying.
While glorifying.
Amarastrishu.
Amarastrishu.
By the wife of the denizens of heaven.
By the wives of the denizens of heaven.
Patilokam.
Patilokam.
The planet where the husband had gone.
The planet where the husband had gone.
Gata.
Gata.
Reaching.
Reaching.
Badu.
Badu.
The wife.
The wife.
Yam.
Yam.
Where.
Where.
Va.
Va.
Or. Atmavidam.
Atmavidam.
Of the self-realized souls.
Of the self-realized souls.
Duryo.
Duryo.
The topmost.
Topmost.
Vanya.
Vanya.
The son of King Vena.
The son of King Vena.
Pitu Maharaj.
Pitu Maharaj.
Rapa.
Rapa.
Obtained.
Obtained.
Achyutasraya.
Achyutasraya.
Under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
For according to various scriptures, a woman who dies with her husband or enters into the fire in which her husband is burning often enter the same planet her husband attends. In this material world, there is a planet known as Patiloka, just as there is a planet known as Pitiloka. But in this verse, the word Patiloka does not refer to any planet within this material universe. For Pitu Maharaj, being topmost amongst self-realized souls, certainly returned home back to Godhead and attained one of the Vaikuntha planets. Queen Ari also entered Patiloka, but this planet is Vaikuntha planet. Sorry, it is not in the material universe, for she actually entered the planet which her husband attained. In the material world also, where women dies with her husband, she again unites with him in the next birth. Similarly, Maharaj Pitu and Queen Ari united in the Vaikuntha planets. In the Vaikuntha planet, there are husbands and wives, but there is no question of their giving birth to children or having sex life. In the Vaikuntha planet, both husband and wife are extraordinarily beautiful and they are attracted to one another, but they do not enjoy sex life. Indeed, they consider sex life not to be very relishable because both husband and wife are always absorbed in Krishna consciousness and glorifying and chanting the glory of the Lord. According to the Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, a husband and wife can turn the home into a place as good as Vaikuntha. Even while in this material world, being absorbed in Krishna consciousness, even in this world, husband and wife can live in Vaikuntha simply by installing the deity of the Lord within the home and serving the deity according to the directions of the sastras. In this way, they will never feel they have a sex urge. That is the test of advancement in devotional service. One who is advanced in devotional service is never attracted by sex life. And as soon as one becomes detached from sex life and proportionately attached to the service of the Lord, he actually experiences living in the Vaikuntha planet. The ultimate issue, there is actually no material world. But when one forgets the service of the Lord and engages himself in the service of his senses, he is said to be living in the material world. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I try to say something because it's already been said nicely before, but there's not really much to say. But of course there's much to say, but I try to speak a little bit. This is the case of us devotees and the example of Pritha Maharaj. He is so elevated and so spiritual and certainly a very good example for the people of this universe. And
It's a question of advancements with your life, how one is elevated in different levels of Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada finishes in the end of the purpose that wherever the devotees are, that is spiritual world. Because going back to Godhead, we talk about going back to the spiritual world, but actually, in order to go back to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, we have to be qualified to go there. So even if we are not qualified, we have to create that Vaikuntha back here. So that's what Prabhupada says. So it's not that you go to Vaikuntha. A devotee is already in Vaikuntha, wherever he is, because he is so Krishna conscious. Krishna is with him, wherever he goes. It's not that. So officially he goes back to Godhead. It's just like someone from India, you are in Australia, but you are still from India and you are an Indian. So similarly, wherever you go, you carry that your own personality, isn't it? You cannot paint your body to look like a white man. You are what you are wherever you go. You cannot change that. So my point is that a devotee, wherever he goes, he is with Krishna. And that's what Sangha means, associating. When you associate with a devotee, your association, your Krishna consciousness runs on to others, and they become Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada explained in the book, the house of a devotee, home of a devotee, is just like temple. Because you have deities there, and you worship Krishna there, you offer your food, you eat the offering of Krishna. It's just like a temple. And when you go to a devotee's home, I don't think any difference there, because you see the devotee's home, just like Bhakta Prabhu. You go to your home, it's like a big temple. Radha Krishna Vidya is big as Prabhupada. It's so amazing. And we had that big program one time, I remember. And I was jumping around like, here in this temple, huh?
As usual.
And I didn't find any difference. And so, Krishna consciousness, the happiness, the joy of Krishna consciousness is not limited to any material circumstances. Wherever you are, if you are chanting Hare Krishna with enthusiasm and you have the love for Krishna, you will feel that wherever you are. Just like if you are in the sunlight, you are shining like the sun. Just near to you, there is the darkness. You can be under the shade of a darkness of a tree, but the sunlight is right next to the shadow. So we can be in the shadow or in the sunlight. That is up to us. They're entirely up to us. So Krishna consciousness is the highest enjoyment. So, and there is the ashrama, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. Sometimes people look down on the grihasthas. So, you know, but actually, there are so many great devotees who are having family. And they are great devotees. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada had family. So it's not, we are not, the idea of enjoyment is the enjoyment of serving Krishna. So husband and wife, when they come together, they dress at easy, they read the Bhagavatam together, they raise up children in Krishna consciousness. This is spiritual atmosphere, the home of Grihastha. Griha is a home. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, whatever I have, my family, my children, I offer to you at the lotus feet of Krishna. He never thinks this is mine. Everything is Krishna's. So that is the problem when we think it's ours. But I'm sure every devotee never thinks it's ours. Because every devotee, you are a devotee because you think it's all Krishna's. So that's the difference. So, sometimes it so happens that the husband and wife, it never happened that they die together, they go to heaven. But it's mentioned here, if sometimes the wife may give up the body willingly. That is called, what do you call that?
Satidaha.
Yeah. But that is up to the Mataji if she wants to. Sometimes they force them. You jump in the fire because you know you go to where your husband is. But that is not acceptable. Because it's up to the Mataji to give up the body. So I did this to, I know when I was living in Hong Kong, there's an Indian family, and the man died, and they're quite elderly, and the Mataji is still alive, years and years later. But 10 years gone by, she's still alive. So everybody's saying to themselves on the side, so when is she going to die? You know, already her husband's gone. Now she's got to become a nuisance to the family. But it shouldn't be like that. It's up to God when they already die. The life is not in our hand. When we leave the body, that is up to Krishna. The idea is to stay Krishna conscious while we are living in this world. Because you, for a devotee, you die or not die, it doesn't matter. You die, you will be chanting Hare Krishna. While you are living, you will be chanting Hare Krishna. What is the difference? But if you are not serving Krishna, and you want to live a very long life, but that is no point. That trees live very long life. Some trees live for 1,000 years. And if you are a tree living in Melbourne, it's a very difficult job. Stand in the cold, and summer is very cold, snowing, and all the leaves fall off, and you think, wow, it's spring, and people take a photo, but the leaves just fall off, they don't have a choice. There's no one green. So there's, the idea is, whatever condition we are in, we need to be Krishna conscious. That's the purpose of our existence. So Grihastha life of family life, people have children. It's not that you have to have children. If you can make your children Krishna conscious, that's the most important thing. Because fish, they can have 1,000 babies. What's the meaning to all that? In India, they have families, they have up to 10 or more before they have their son. And, you know, but if you cannot make them Krishna conscious, you're going to take care of them. What's the point? For a devotee, the idea is to stay together so you can serve Krishna. It's like husband and wife, they live together so they can serve Krishna. Wife cook for the husband is not only cooking for husband, because she's cooking for Krishna. They offer the food to Krishna and they eat what's offered to Krishna. So it's Krishna. It's not that you come from work, where's my food? And you demand, where's my shanti with ghee? And no, she doesn't demand because she's offering to Krishna. So in this way, the house becomes very spiritual temple. It's in India we say that if there is a very clean house, very Krishna, God comes to his house, money comes. Lakshmi comes. Because Lakshmi is at the feet of Narayan. And that's why your Indian home sometimes on the altar there's a lot of money. They put coins, right? But maybe they're thinking I'll get so much, so I put some there. But whatever. It's a good idea to always see Krishna as the enjoyer. And I also been to people's home and they have one lady on the altar. While they're having a hard life to be. So we have to, as a devotee, we have to offer everything to Krishna. So it's not that this mood of enjoyment, that's the mood we have to give up. Just like we offer to Krishna and thinking, oh, when's it going to be finished so I can eat? In the back of your mind, you're thinking, oh, I'm ready to leave, you know, then I can make my own plate. So you are thinking you are the enjoyer. So when you cook, we're thinking, how I can cook this food very nicely, first class, because I'm cooking for Krishna. So this is the idea. Krishna's God, we are doing the best. Radharani, she is the best cook. Because every time she cooks a different preparation. Never the same. We have to look in the cookbook. She doesn't look in the cookbook. So she's thinking how I can please Krishna, my Lord, my Master. This should be the attitude. How I can please my Guru Maharaj, how I can please the Vaishnava, how I can please Brother Balabhashika. So we have this attitude, then Prabhupada said, this Melbourne temple is Vaikuntha, this spiritual world. And it is. It's not that when you leave the temple, you're not in Vaikuntha anymore. Wherever everybody is, that is Vaikuntha. So, we are doing a sadhusanga, we are associating devotees, now we have to carry that with us wherever we go. You go to your workplace or today's such a hard day, and just again have to work. But you don't worry about it, because you know we have Krishna in your heart. While they are munching on meat, you have to push out them, because you take it with you. You know, we have this small lunch walk, and you take tissue with you, and burfi. He enjoyed it. Now when I travel on the airplane, they all bring this food. I take out, you know, samosa, kachori, and chapatis, and so wow, you have better food than me. They're jealous. The devotees, we have more fun than people who are not Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious is Hare Krishna, this Hare Krishna temple. Full of joy. So sometimes we have anxiety. Oh, I'm going to pay my bill. I have this problem, that problem, and this is going to give me a hard time. And actually, it's all in your mind. There's no one giving us a time. And when I come here, there's so much joy. You see, they have to stop me from singing at the 8 o'clock. Who in the morning, 7:30, they're rocking, chanting at their home? What do you mean? Because we're so happy. Because we know. This is the way it is. We begin our program so early in the morning because there's so much joy here. Actually, sleeping is not joy. When you're a little kid, you like sleeping. They actually lay down night. They like to play all night. Nobody actually likes to sleep. For me, going to sleep is a real austerity. I wish I could stay up all night and just chant Hare Krishna and be here and have, you know. I remember when I used to live in a small, before I joined, it was really small, so I'd go to the village and my friends, they'd be all very ignorant, and I said, come on, I want to be like what you are during the daytime. So I was thinking, I'm the only one, I'm all jolly, they're all sleepy. So I was in the back of my mind, I was thinking, these kids, what happened to them? So I never had interest to sleep. So like night time is like, you know, like a, what do you call those words, they don't sleep at night?
Owl.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes people say you can't sleep because the other day and you need to take sleeping pills. But for me, I just can't sleep. Even from childhood, I had that problem. I'm like, oh. And I could be here all day, a little bit tired, and I go home, I can't sleep. I'm still tired, but it's not that I'm sick. But I can keep going. So, our body, there is a lot of energy. That energy we have to use to serve Krishna. If you don't use the energy to serve Krishna, you go to the night club and this club, that club. You're up all night. You're wasting your life. Life's energy, precious energy. Give it all to Krishna. There's unlimited service here. You can unlimited channel. Another 16 rounds, that's all we have. You can chant more. There's no problem. Krishna will like it. You will like it. So there's no limitation. Okay, you got a lot of energy? Fine. Come to the temple. Do some service. Open another temple. If no one comes, you do it. You have to have that kind of attitude, mentality. I know this, we take Sharm here at lunchtime, people sometimes call, oh, is the lunch ready? I said, yeah, you have to come a little bit early. And then 1 o'clock. And sometimes it's already like 1:10, and nobody's turned up to take out the bucket upstairs. So every time John comes, he picks it up. I said, it's your day. You can bring up the bucket, serve yourself if nobody comes. So don't worry.
If no one comes, you do it. Krishna is always here. He is here every day. So the enjoyment of a devotee is in his service. Mutual enjoyment is chewing the truth. Charana, shavana, shavananam. So I gave the example last time. You chewing on the sugarcane juice. In India, the sugarcane juice, you drink one cup, two cup, and they get a drop out of the, and they get the sugarcane. There's nothing left in it. They squeeze it, nothing, not even drop. They throw it down the ground. In India, they don't eat the cows, they're just roaming around, so many cows. They have a little bit of it. They try to get a drop out of that. So enjoyment in the material world is just like chewing the truth. Very good. There's nothing in it. See, enjoy, the material enjoyment is just like that. So when you serve Krishna, when you chant Hare Krishna, so much enjoyment. I sit here, usually takes almost an hour to get here from home. Right, I get here at 6 o'clock. I'm looking forward to come to the temple, sit in asana, chant 16 rounds. 7-8 rounds, I feel fantastic. My universe will get up and change your position. Just keep on performing devotional service. Enjoyment is there. But because we have the taste of sense gratification, it's not getting it, we're not getting it, it's blocking. So we have to clear away those desires. Desire is like attachment. Attachment. I'm so attached to this world. To having a good life, comfortable life, enjoyment, a good home. I see those people on the side of the road is homeless. They're just as enjoying, like everybody else. They got other people that walk in suit and tie. They go home, close the door, so much anxiety, back of the mind. This day not showing it. Husband, wife, yeah, I don't want to tell you, you already know about it. Maybe. So there's a lot of issues. But the enjoyment is not sense enjoyment. Real enjoyment is spiritual enjoyment. It's eternal. Just like we sleep all night. It's so hard to get up. But when you get up in the morning, as a child, and you feel so fantastic, I can't even explain to you. There's so much fantasticness. When you get up in the morning, have a shower. Sometimes I have a warm shower and then a hot shower. And just before turning off, I have a little bit of cold shower. Freezing cold. And turn it off. Just to keep that wake up. Isn't it? Have a really warm shower. Just before turning it off. Full blast. Cold shower. Just purposely I do it. So then wakes you up. And so Krishna consciousness is platform of awakening. Naturally awakening of love of Godhead. Love of Krishna. Awakening platform. It doesn't depend on the sense gratification platform. If I didn't get my big plate of prasadam, I'm never turn around. It's not like that. The happiness comes from chanting is already from the heart and is so pleasing. It doesn't depend on any material circumstances. You don't care. That is the definition of love. If the husband dies before you and you want to throw yourself with her, with him, that is up to you. But nobody does that today. But your love shows that you love your Guru Maharaj, you love Krishna so much. Ananda, Prabhupada is not here anymore, you haven't seen him, my Guru is not here, so I can do whatever. No, Krishna is always with us. Guru is always with us. It's Krishna. Jetaguru is in our heart. He's watching over us. So we have to always see what pleases Krishna more than us. This pleases me? No. What pleases my Guru? What pleases Krishna? This is hardship because it's not comforting me. So sense gratification means
when you put yourself in the center. If you do that, it's very difficult to do anything. If you think, oh, I have so-and-so, and I have this problem. No, you need to let go. That's what yoga means. Let go of your self. Let go of your attachment. You're holding on to it. Oh, I love it so much. Just let go, if you're fantastic. So liberation means when you let go of your desires, when you let go of your attachment, you let go of your comfortness, your good lifestyle. It's all for Krishna. When you do it for Krishna, it becomes fantastic. It becomes smooth and everlasting pleasure. So now we come in the morning, and you know, the mind is everywhere. You have the whole day before you. But devotees never worry about those things. We wake up in the morning, we are just chanting Krishna. Before even brushing, I can chant one round. I don't care. Krishna is all pure. Just to wake myself. So, and do exercise. So there's so many things you can do before you go to work. Make your home a temple. Offer food to Krishna. He buy bread from outside, he bread. He like bread, right? People in India, they bread. This bread is not, you look the ingredients what they put in. So many things in there. So you're basically in the temple. Doesn't even taste like bread. Milk, same. What do you do? So therefore, you cook. If you can, offer to Krishna. Because our consciousness is developed according to what we eat. Then you feel the urge for sanctification. So then I'm chanting my rounds. I still feel I have not been purified. I'm chanting for so many years. Isn't it? The word is always talking about like this. It's because we're keeping something inside. Okay, this for Krishna, this for me. So we are making it, there's some blocking. Suddenly there's the effect in us. Something is affecting us. Why are we not getting the purity? We're eating Indian restaurant, palakani, and chapatis, and algobi, all these things. Oh, this is better than Hare Krishna. They're putting onion garlic. We don't care what it tastes like. It's offered to Krishna, it's good for Krishna, it's good for me. We should have this attitude. Isn't it? How long are you going to live here? Forever? If you're going to sit in this temple room, I keep going, talking, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, then you're going to get crazy. But I'll finish soon. Similarly, our whole life is only short. If I tell you, John, you're going to be staying in Melbourne for 1,000 years, you're going to go crazy. Already it's so tough enough. You know, who wants to live for that long? So we're only here, less than 100 years. You're only already 25, 30, I'm 50. I'm very happy. I remember when I was this girl's age. Hey, hello. Yeah. Her age. I used to look at the elderly people with moustache. You know, in India they all have moustache. I was thinking, wow, I want to be like that. Moustache. I was already under the age of 16, I want to shave. Because I was too eager to get old. That you're already old and you have very little time, you're going to go back and got it. But I think I still have so many years to go because I'm so small. That I wish I was there your age, but I'm there now. So time is catching up. Don't think, so it's good. When the time is catching up, you're 50, another 50 you are gone. You come back to Melbourne after another 50 years from now. Maybe there's no Melbourne. Who knows? We hope it's here. Yeah. We lose our crossways, but we get another one. You know, it's just like you miss one train and another train comes. And you exit from this door and there's people get in from this door and other people go out from another door. So this circle is going on. It's never ending. So cycle of birth and death. We don't want to be in the cycle. We want to go where we don't have to come back. There is this book called Come Back. We don't want to come back. It explains in the book to go back and not come back. He says, oh, I'm fine. You take birth as a dog. I'm fine. Take birth as a dog in India. Or in Africa. Hey, you've seen it all. I remember the first day in Australia, when I was going door to door, and I'm in this rich man's house. And so they had this Suzuki and a big car. And in India, I only saw a small car, like in West Africa. I never seen a nice fancy car. So this Mercedes and Rolls Royce. And my friend said, well, we like a car. Yeah, really good, nice car. So he goes to them inside the house. That's his dad's house. And he said, well, he just lives in black. He wanted to show me his parents' house, the best place in Sydney, overlooking the harbour, Muslim Bay. And the first room we walked in, it was a dog's room. Yeah, really nice. And so, like couch and like, I mean, so expensive, one pillow maybe $1,000. And a shelf of biscuits, they look like, I said, oh, can I have one? No, it's not a dog. And I'm like, everything was so fancy, so expensive. This is all for a dog. And nobody was at home, because they all had work. They were working, but the dog's enjoying it. That's a good life. So, and then seeing the dog, it was so much fun. And swimming pool, and he was so happy that Rolls Royce and the dogs enjoying it. You know, take birth as a dog in India. They don't all live in the home because they're dirty. They stay outside. So no, I don't want to be a dog. Okay, take birth as a dog in India. You find out. So, would I mind to be the dog of our Guru Maharaj? The dog of our of the devotees. The animals here in our poverty, they're very fortunate. They're always taking shower, constantly. They're so lucky. You know. We take shower one day when we're full. The birds, they can eat 24 hours. They're never full. Eating. They're just so conscious. But anyway, the point is that you have to see the fine line. Enjoyment in the mature world is not real enjoyment. It's a facade. It looks like enjoyment. It just all looks good. Husband and wife, they get married and they spend so much money. Then the wedding day is sort of like king for a day. And then everybody's gone. And just the husband and wife is left. And look at each other, now what? And you go home and you gotta get this thing, that thing, money on home, just on unlimited anxiety. Before you're very single, you don't have to worry about anything. It's fantastic. Isn't it? Sometimes you're just eager to get married so much. You work so hard to have that family life. Srila Prabhupada used to say, this is my family. These devotees, these boys and girls from America, all over the world, my disciples, they are my family. You see children sometimes, small girls, they're painting, they're designing small book, window, nice house, you know, this color. They're already planning, family planning, from the early age. Now this is going to be my room. So we have to train ourselves that it's selfishness. At any moment, everything can be taken away from us. Any moment. Last year when my mother passed away, the son, then we see ourselves. It's going to be us. So we need to see the positive of life. Try to see the realities of everything. You know, it's like you're hanging at the end of the branch, and the branches just, anytime it's going to crack down, you're going to be on the ground. You see? So, don't stay at the edge of the branch. This whole material world is a place where you're hanging on this branch that is about to fall. Think, I still have time, let me enjoy the ice cream. Dripping down your side, ice cream while you're falling off. So you maybe have a cup of beer and your time's up. Yeah, I'm done. So karma doesn't let you go. That's why karma jala mala jivana tala mala bhakti Thakur says, this life is like tottering like the water. Water is never steady, very steady, but it's always tottering on a leaf. So our life is, it's not stable. Only when we are in the consciousness, in the right consciousness, when we are in knowledge, spiritual knowledge, up again, knowledge of the soul, that not, we are not in the doubt of the material circumstances. We are not bothered by it because we have spiritual knowledge. Just like if you have $1 million, you don't worry about $10. It's already in it. So we have Krishna, we have everything. We don't care. We see. So, if we are being treated roughly, or not, they didn't care for us, doesn't matter. Because if you can stay Krishna conscious, that's what matters. Any circumstance. See it that way. This is not us here. Well, there is not much to eat today. I'll just take what's in the bottom of the pot, in the bucket. I'm happy. This is outside of the world, people don't have anything to eat. Here we have, you know, so much to eat. So try to always see what Krishna's given us is the best. We have the body. This body. It is the ultimate enjoyment. At that the body that is working in good condition. You have a hand, you can work. You have a mind, you have a brain that thinks properly, it works properly, it's functioning. So the body is given to us by Bhagavan Krishna. So always be thankful to Krishna that He has given us this body, a family. So when we have spiritual knowledge, we understand that Krishna is a God. We are the enjoyer. We think we are the enjoyer. We are not the enjoyer. If you sit here and I give you, 50 chapatis, 50 little chapati, like bread, Indian bread, 50 pieces, a big sack like this, big cup of curry, dal. How much can you eat? 2 chapatis, 3 or 4? So now I'm a millionaire. I can eat 25 chapatis or 50. Even if you're rich, you can only eat 5. Everybody's stomach is the same, rich or poor. So, Krishna can eat unlimitedly because He created us. He is the source of enjoyment. So always try to see the source of everything. Krishna is the source of everything. We want the enjoyment. That's the whole idea. So, I have family, I need one home. I have one in Melbourne, one in Mumbai, one in Madras. One in Sydney, and you are the only one guy. How many houses can you live in? Is it? So Krishna, He is living in the heart of all living entities. We are just one person. So Krishna is enjoyer, we are not enjoyer. So enjoyment, like I said before, is the enjoyment that comes from the heart. Spiritual enjoyment. When we don't have anything, that person is most happy. He doesn't have to worry about anything. It is simple. You don't have to worry about bills, you don't have to worry about anything. So, if you have attachment, you have to come back here, this world again. You love your house so much, you can take birth again. Just like, I'll give you a short story. A guru had a disciple, and that disciple was young, So he said, I need to go see my parents. So he said, yeah, sure, as long as you come back. And then he went home, and he was coming back. So months went by. So the guru, the teacher, went to his home. So his father told the guru, he said, no, he's not coming back. He's not going back to you because he needs to get married. And then he has to have a family. He said, okay, fine. After his family is finished, then he can come. So the guru was very tolerant. But then he had family, and he got married, he had children. He said, now you can come back. Then he wasn't coming back. He said, no, I have to wait till my children get married. So then, okay, he was waiting. Then his children was already all got married. Then he went back and said, no, I have to wait till I have grandchildren. So then this way, he didn't come back. So one day he went back, he said that he died. And so the guru said, no, really. And the guru's, he's very mystical, and he can see where he went. So he went into meditation, and he says, he's around in the same house. Everybody says, we used to know where he is. He said, oh, he's here, under the safe, as a snake. Because he was like, asked money and family. So he took birth as a snake, and previously they used to keep money at home in the safe. They didn't have the bank so much. So then, so, who's giving? He said, no, he gave it to me, he's my disciple. And so he took the snake, and he took it to ashram, where the guru lives, in ashram as well. And people were coming to visit the Swami, and they saw the snake, and they carried it. Oh, the snake! So now the snake is vegetarian and non-violent, and so everyone bothering the snake, and so he asked, guru, what should I do? And everyone's want to kill me. He said, just go after them. Just go after them. Like, put your fan out and then go after them. And they run away. They didn't fight them. So that's what he did. So, I'm just giving an example. Life so much quickly goes fast. We have so many plans and this and that. We will leave this body and have to come back again because we're attached to this body. Maybe the snake, the tree, there's a pigeon out there. So many ways you can take birth. Even as a devotee, may not be, maybe as a... So we have to take everything very seriously, Krishna consciousness, that this is our golden opportunity, a chance to go back to God. Make hay where the sun is shining. So the human life, this human life, Manush Janma, this human birth is very rare because now we can chant Hare Krishna. We can associate devotees. If you are a cat and dog, you will not be listening to me right now sitting in the temple. Because the human form of life is designed to fulfill our purpose of human existence. And understand the truth of life, this knowledge. Bhagavatam, knowledge of spiritual knowledge. Knowledge of God. Otherwise, we are just going in like a four-legged. Do they want to shoot? Two-legged animals. The purpose of human life is not to just have family and live a good life. What the child wants it. And have a comfort life. It's more than that. You can have family, have children, but be Krishna conscious in the middle. Put Krishna in the center of it. That is devotee life. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Yes. So, like you were saying, you have a lot of energy in your body.
Everybody has energy. You see, the energies, there's two types. One is material energy, spiritual energy. Material energy is limited because we are fatigued and tired very quickly. But when you can live a spiritual life, that energy is endless. That is where the energy comes from. Of course, if you eat so much and sleep late, you will not have much energy because the body is tired. So if we live a very saintly life, a clean life, routine life, eat proper prasadam and eat food that's healthy, digested, you have energy. But if food you eat not digesting, they're stuck in there, constipation, gastric. So also, okay, it's prasadam, but you have to still make a decision to not overeat. That's what scripture says. Krishna says, one should not eat too much or little. So we have to decide that. The sickness is not actually there, like Krishna Prabhupada said here. This is, material world can be transformed to spiritual world where devotee is. We bring on to us the disease. It's not actually there. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, there are no disease that we have heard today, such diseases, new diseases. We bring on to us such diseases because we didn't take care of ourselves. So the energy is always there. But here you're losing out all night, then you'll be able to get up. So if we live a routine life, a clean life, we'll have energy, for sure. You know, Krishna can eat 9 o'clock. Krishna wakes up in the morning, he has 5 sweets. Rasa wine, parfait, rasa gula, sweet rice, 5 sweets. We wake up in the morning and have 1 glass of water. Isn't it? You eat those sweets. After 10 years, if not, you died dead before that. Krishna is enjoying. He doesn't have a problem digesting that. And it's milk sweets. A lot of people are going vegan, they don't eat milk anymore. Okay. So the idea is, see, the enjoyment is very limited. Spiritual enjoyment is so much more. You know, who in the morning, like I said before, who is 7 o'clock in the morning dancing up and down in a temple rocking? They're so tired. People work very hard, they go home and the weekend they're sleeping. All they can do is sleep. So if you can make your life in a certain way, that program in such a way that we preserve the energy. It's focused on. Why I can do at my age where I can work so hard? Because I don't eat too much, I control myself. So disciplinary. Human life is disciplinary. You're traveling all the time in the airplane, every day, never touch the ground. Your life air is going to become messed up there. We're meant to go to roll a car. You got this watch on, your life is here, your soul is somewhere else. You know what I mean? So we're meant to walk. And then we go to the villages. They walk, chanting the glories of Krishna, the gopis, and the Golakai. While you go on the airplane, you go to the doctor's place every day, you see all the people come from the city working. They look perfectly alright. They're all sitting there to see the doctor. They don't exercise, they walk overwork, stressed, name it. But the devotees, we work hard, we're not sick so much. You work hard, you're strong. If you don't sit around and measure enough, you become weak. This is how I believe. Body is in good condition, you work hard, you dance. Generate sincerely, touch the heart. There's no room for thinking. You know, this, you give yourself 100%. It's not like you hold one side and another one, you know, the Draupadi. You have to put your hands up. Oh, Krishna! That is like it. It's holding, you know, Krishna wasn't coming. You know what I mean? We are holding to our desires. Let go, like I said before. Let go of yourself. Then let Krishna take charge of us. He's the one. He's in charge. And he can give us all the pleasure we need. Devotees can sleep on the money, but they're not attached to it. They don't care. Because they take the pleasure of Chandra Krishna. I'm a cook. I cook. So it's nice to shout out, and at the end, I just have one apple. Because I'm smelling, and I'm not hungry anymore. When you are living in the transcendental happiness, You can explain that as an individual. It's so much more better way. I mean, 1,000 crores, 10 crores is all he has accepted. So Krishna consciousness is the highest way, no doubt about that. Now, I've been around 40 years. I can still jump around like this. People ask me, you know, where do you get the energy from? I'm just saying, there's so many devotees like me who do the same thing. Because it's just proof that the happiness of Krishna consciousness is Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. And he's giving to us. If we want to get that pleasure, we should dive into it. But if you see sex enjoyment, sex pleasure, for example, there's no enjoyment there. If that's the case, that's enjoyment, you know. Vaikuntha from says Vaikuntha husband wife very attractive. People are very attractive, but they see the sex pleasure as lower pleasure. They don't even think of it. We see the beautiful deity form of Krishna. So wow. And just look at yourself. You just see the skin. Oh, he looks so handsome, he's so beautiful. Just the skin. Cut the skin. Nobody attracts you. Underneath. You don't know, it's not the same. Come see the realities of the material existence. We are attracted to sensory education that is very physical, spiritual enjoyment. You know, like the people I see, even elderly people, Australian, American, and they're like 70 years, 80 years, they still got lipsticks and high heel shoes. It's a joke. Just accept the reality that the body is getting old. Old age is created by Krishna. It's a time when we can seriously take to Krishna consciousness. You can talk to it. Now we're getting old, okay, we wasted our lives, we're getting young. Okay, now at the age of 70, 60, okay, now is the time to think about life, give it to God. Think about the future. So this is why there's ashram, Vanaprastha. Keep it up! Time to go. Go to the forest. No forest? Bellwood. 193 Dance Street. Go to the temple, Janara Krishna. It's fantastic being here with the devotees. Get out of your comfort zone. Go and take a shot with the devotees. You know, husband, wife, there's not always comfort there. I don't understand. About time, yeah, that you are always together for so long, but after some time, you just want to be privately on your own. So you don't tell. So similarly, Krishna consciousness is full joy. And this, you are associating with the beautiful family of yours. Hare Krishna. Say four times. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada ji ki jai. Govindan.